A man who cannot face his self is a man who lives behind a mask, always creating his false illusions, entertaining nothing but a masquerade. His audience may laugh and clap, but in the end he faces the dark all alone. Take your piety and your self-imposed superiority and face God, who will strip that costume you've been wearing and show you just exactly who you are. Much better to address these issues while you can. It is much easier than you think. However, it is a death that kills to the core to face all the travesties of one's very own soul. Too many hold on in self-denial, too unwilling to plore within, fearing the pain the truth will bring, too blind to see liberation on the other side. I too have died a death of self. I too clung to my lies and deceit. Yet in the end, I had to face myself. The truth did set me free. Yet in that freedom is the right to choose. And the struggle continues to keep the mask that were so enticing to wear, buried in the grave of history. Honor, respect, charity, and sensitivity are easy marks that many take for granted and do not know the power of. In humility, I will be taken advantage of, yet in the end, I pray that I will be in complete surrender to the workings that the Lord hath destined me to live. Let this momentary awareness become so intrinsic in everything that I do, so that love will shine and the ego cannot come forth from the darkness it always brings, and to be strong enough to keep the mask not on my face, and to be able, when I fail, to put them back in their proper place, and to acknowledge my failings and live in truth. And may I not wield my knowledge of the truth in ways that my Lord would not have me do. For all in all, I am nothing without his grace and mercy. As I have sinned and gone astray, my share countless times. October 14th, 1998.